بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First of all, like Maulana Fasihuddin, we'll try to speak in English, inshallah. You will find many mistakes in English, but with the hukam of al-Hazrat that I had to give the program. So, like Mufti Desai was saying, that we have to renew our niyat. We came for islah. We came to change our life. We came to be better. Not the best, but better than before, inshallah. So whatever we learn from our asatida, our hazrat, we try, inshallah, to share with you in some experiences that we had also. Like just now, Maulana was saying, that how many times you have to read Durood Sharif. You know, my dear brothers, it is not like stories. It is true stories. Last year, Ramadan, not the last one. Just the before last one, we came, alhamdulillah, during Ramadan. One of our sati also, alhamdulillah, one of our satis came also for the last 10 days of Ramadan. Just to tell you, so one day, alhamdulillah, like almost we try to take our students out for Umrah at least once a year. So the student came to me and told me, Mawlana, hey, I don't have money. For me, it's difficult. So, what we learn also from our asatida, from our mashayikh, so I told him, read the salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, so the student had more yaqeen than me. So he went to the masjid, he sat in one place, and he started reading salawat ala nabi. I don't know how many times. And then when he finished, you know, he was tired now, he left. He just went out from the masjid. Somebody came to him, a non-person just came to him and gave him one envelope. Subhanallah. And then when he opened, he found 500 euros. And then he came back to me. He told me, Maulana, you were right what you were saying. I told him what? I was right on what? So he told me, no, Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. That Allah will take you for Haramain, Sharifain. I said, Subhanallah, and you tried. He said, it's true. Subhanallah. See, it's not stories, it's true. If only he was here, Subhanallah. Before last year, he was here, for last 10 days of Ramadan. So my dear brothers, it is true. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has kept success, our success, only in Deen. We can run anywhere. You can, maybe some people said, no, France, Europe, America, the best places in the world. I can tell you, maybe the worst places in the world. Markaz of Shar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success, our success, until the day of Qiyamah in Deen. Deen is to obey the awamir, the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stay away from whatever it is forbidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how Mawlana was saying now, that the ahmiyat of sunnah. Ahmiyat of sunnah. Sunnah, like how we understand today, like how to eat, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat, how he used to drink, how like we enter to the masjid, how we come out from the masjid. So normally we understand like this sunnah, you know, like the masdun du'as. But the word sunnah, according to the ulama, it is like a vast meaning. Ulama think that at-tariqa al-masluka, it's like a complete way of life. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means like a complete way of life. And complete way of life, like everything, whatever comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is sunnah. Like example, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left out one fard. Fara'id, like faraz namaz, or the fara'id, whatever it is fard. Salah, zakah, sawm, hajj, whatever it is fard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left out. This also is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is haram, whatever it is forbidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never in his life Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. This also is sunnah. So the concept of sunnah is very vast. And we have to make that intention. Now we are coming now for that Islahi Jalsa. How to bring all, like the complete way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. At least the first step to have that niyat. To have that niyat that now, ya Allah, I want to change. I want to become better. And the best way is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the sunnah, like we know that one part is like the outside sunnah that we know, like how to eat, to say like Bismillah, to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillah wa Barakatillah, Alhamdulillah, after eating, like when you sit, and people can see also the sunnah. Like one day, I was doing my driving lesson. I don't know how it's my driving lesson. So the teacher, I don't know how to say in English, the monitor, I don't know, is it like this or not? In French, we said it like this. So the monitor, so he stopped by the station. He stopped, so he asked me, do you want to drink something? I'll buy for you. I said, okay, fine, you can buy for me. So he went there and he bought like a juice and water. So I took it and I just sit in one place and I said Bismillah and I drink. And that teacher, he was, and that monitor, he was just drinking, but while standing. And the man who is not even non-Muslim, he told that monitor, you are fake Muslim, you. So why? And him, he's a true Muslim. He said, why? Because he's a Muslim and look, he's sitting. And you, in your religion, that you have to sit when you drink. But you, how come you are standing? So you see, like this, that is like a sunnah that we can see. We can see. But there are also sunnah also that it is that which are hidden. Like once, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Bunayya, in qadarata an tusbiha wa tumsiya laysa fi qalbika ghish, laysa fi qalbika ghish, faf'al. That if you can, during the whole day, you say in Arabic that tumsiya, tusbiha wa tumsiya, ulama think that the whole day, if you can in during the whole day, that without keeping anything in your heart, like any ill feeling to somebody, faf'al, do it. And وَذَٰلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّةِ. And this also it is from my sunnah also. So you see, some are sunnah that we can see, and some sunnah also we cannot see. So that's why we have to make niyat. How to bring the sunnah in our life? And if we don't make effort, respected ulama, even we have our students also in our makatib, even our children also, if we don't make effort to teach our children the sunnah and make takrar, and we have to repeat. Once, a few months ago, one of my friends, he came also for Hifz here, to the Darul Ulum, few months, and he told me Ajib story. So we have to be very careful, and how, like we have to be like, you know, we have to look after our children, our students, and making takrar every time. So one day he noticed from his son, he said, "Always, I noticed that now you are no more saying Bismillah before eating. No more Bismillah before eating." So now his son was saying that, look, one day in school, that's why our Hazrat was always saying, you know, the evil part of school. So one day, I forgot to say Bismillah in school, and I was eating like a cake or something. And I forgot to say Bismillah, and I said loudly, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. He was like a child, like three, four years old. And then all the teachers came around him. All the teachers came around him. He said, next time you mustn't say this, Subhanallah. And then they left. But again, you know, Alhamdulillah. So the child said, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, but loudly. And then there was like a lady, like her name, Marine. She came. And she told the small boy, look, you know what you said now? It is a swearing word. It is a swearing word. You mustn't say this next time. And the boy was telling his father that because of this, I left Bismillah. Subhanallah. And I live in good family. So you see, we mustn't take for granted that now our children, Alhamdulillah, they know that before eating we say Bismillah. Sometimes, okay, we eat with the right hand. Like basic, we have to make takrar. Because outside, the aim, the purpose is how to finish out all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mashura, everyday mashura also, how to destroy the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But us, we have to make takrar of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once, I asked Hazrat during one Ramadan, so we finished one kitab and asked Hazrat, which kitab must I start now? Because I think if we finished that, maybe Islahi Akhlaq or something, I forgot. And then Hazrat told me, I never even thought about it. Hazrat told me that do the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah, like a small booklet of Hakim Saad. And me, subhanAllah, in my mind, I said, oh, but this everyone knows. But Alhamdulillah, it was the hukam of Hazrat, so okay, inshallah, I'll do it. So I started to do it. And then, subhanAllah, many people used to come. And one day, one Sati told me, that you know why I came. I didn't come for your dars of hadith, because I do like small dars of hadith. I thought that people would come because of this. But they used to come only to listen to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the basic, they don't know. Awamun nas, they don't know. Even to wear like from the right side first, these also they don't know. You can see from outside also, like most of the people, like us by our place, most of our people are wearing first with the left side and then the right side. Even like wearing our shoes also. So we don't know. So many things. That's why, my dear brothers, there is we have to make takrar. And there is the outside sunnah that everyone can see. But again, sunnah means the complete way of life. Not half sunnah and half the other way. One Faidul Jamaat also is there by our place. Mashallah, good satis, they went out in the path of Allah. And those who went already for Faidul Jamaat, they know the hidayat are like strict here, hidayat. So like we have to wear like sunnah, everything, and if you can wear also white imama, white clothing, and Alhamdulillah, they went. So now during they walk. So one car in the middle of the road stopped. In the middle of the road, he stopped. The man came out from the car. He came running to the Jamaat. And when he reached the brothers, our satis, he said, "Oof." So the Amir Sahib asked him, "So what happened? You left your car and you came to us? For which reason?" So he said that when I was, like, while driving, I saw you people, I thought that you were the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man, he was like he's a Yahudi alim. He's a rabbi, yeah? Yahudi alim. He said, while driving, I thought you people, like the clothing and the white, everything, subhanallah, I thought you people, you were the sahaba, the companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when I came to you and I saw your shoes was Nike, I say, oof, you are not sahaba. You people, no. You're not companion. No, it's impossible. Why? Here is white and there's Nike? No, it's impossible. So that's why Sunnah, my dear brothers, is a complete way of life. Inshallah, we make niyat, inshallah. We make niyat, inshallah, even in our clothing, in our socks, in our t-shirt, everything, inshallah, like simple. No names, everything. Even if like small thing, we try. You know, there, you know, by our place, like all our youngsters and are running behind this, and the hairstyle also, we think that no complete way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No way. That's why. And also now the second part now is the inside sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the outside part is easy. It's easy. I don't have a beard. I just make niyat, inshallah. It's easy. You know, and our trousers also above the ankle. So if I don't have the habit, but inshallah some courage, some himmat, inshallah ta'ala, it'll be easy, inshallah. But now the inside sunnah. The inside sunnah, like not to have any ill feeling to anyone, subhanallah. Subhanallah, it's not easy. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahabba sunnati. In one riwayah, man ahya sunnati. The one who loved my sunnah. And everyone, myself, I'm speaking, I'm asking myself first. Do I love the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do I love 100%, mi'a fil mi'a? Or I love like 60% and 40%, I like that Nike. You know, I like that wear, no, that jersey. I like that shoes. No, but only if you tell, no. I have to check myself. Man ahabba sunnati. This promise is for the one who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. The one who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will love me. And the one wa man ahabbani, and the one who loves me, kana ma'iya fil jannah, he will be with me in jannah. And what was the inside of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tawadu, humility. You know, subhanallah, like simple way of life. Just to finish with this one story of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, they are our model. They had the outside sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had also the inside sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just finish with this, that story that you know. In Bukhari Sharif, one day Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were like some, what you call, arguing between them. Like they were speaking, and Hazrat Umar said something that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said something that made Hazrat Umar upset radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar stood up, and left. So now, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized, what I did was wrong. What I did was wrong. You see now here, ulama saying that here is this taqwa. Taqwa, why? That realization that what I did, is it right or wrong? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He happy with me or not? This is taqwa, that every time now I'm speaking that I have to think also in the same time, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with me or not? I'm just speaking maybe to you and give some kalguzari to you. No, that's why it's not. Every time we have to think, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with me or not? This is taqwa. I did something at home, I spoke maybe once, I said something to my family. Now she got upset. And now straight away I have to think, what I said was right or wrong? I did something, I have to think. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, straight away, he was thinking that, what I did is wrong. So he stood up, and he was running behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To ask forgiveness, he ran behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for what? To ask forgiveness. Please forgive me. Subhanallah, who was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu? Afdalul Bashar ba'da al-Anbiya. The best of human after the Anbiya. What was the maqam of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Despite his maqam, despite he stood up. Not like me. I want to be like a hero. No, what you call a hero? Like the best man. No, I will never go to him. He must come to me and ask me for forgiveness. No, despite his maqam, his rank, he stood up, subhanAllah. First, taqwa. What I'm doing, is it right or wrong? Second thing, tawadu'. Tawadu'. This also is the sunnah, the inside sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who studied al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, of Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, there's a shatta. Babu ma ja'a fi tawadu'i Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tawadu', the humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala, fa'aghlaqa baba. And then he closed the door. And Hazrat Abu Bakr was very sad. Then he turned away and he left. Said, now where to go now? Now he was going to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in few minutes, Hazrat Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, again, he was thinking. After closing the door, he was thinking, what I did was wrong. He was behind me, asking me for forgiveness. And what I did? I closed the door. No, he's wrong. Taqwa. Second thing, he said, no, I must go behind him and ask him for forgiveness. Tawadu. Again, the inside sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now, during that time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached already the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Abu Bakr from far, and he saw the face, like sad face, from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, أَمَّا صَاحِبُكُمْ فَقَدْ غَامَرَ. It looks like he was maybe arguing with somebody. He said, the face of somebody, tells you everything. Sometimes you see a man, like, only from his face you can see that, mashallah, he's good. Only from his face you can say, something happened. So he told the whole story to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole story. And then now, Hazrat Umar was arriving now. But now, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing. Now getting angry. So now Hazrat Umar is coming. Subhanallah, what he did, Hazrat Abu Bakr? Fajasa ala rukbatay. He stood up on his knees in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing, angry with Hazrat Umar. He said, Ya Rasulallah, kuntu ana azlam. Ya Rasulallah, kuntu ana azlam. I'm the one who made the mistake, not him, Ya Rasulallah. Please don't be angry with him. If it was us, it was like the perfect time to, nice. He'll get his hiding, I don't know how to say in English, he'll get nicely now. But Hazrat Abu Bakr, tawadu, humility of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And then Hazrat Umar came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything. And then he told the Sahaba now, like all the Sahaba, not like towards Hazrat Umar, all the Sahaba, that you people in the beginning, you told me that I lied. You said that kazabta, only him. He said sadaqta. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why, my dear brothers, this is Islahi Jalsa. Myself, I'm sick. That's why I left France. I told one of my study, I told him that you think that I'm crazy. I will cross the whole Africa and come here to Azadville and just for a few days and go back. Because here, mashallah, we have awliya. We have ulama rabbaniyin. Like how we said last time, South African people, please value what you have. You have madaris. You have darul ulum. You have ulama rabbaniyin. You have khanqa. There's no khanqa ba'us. There's nothing. Even Maktab also is just starting. People, they don't know, adults also, they don't know how to read Quran. There's nothing. Here, subhanallah, there's an effort how to become better. Allahu Akbar. Islahi Jalsa is like a dream for us. But inshallah, I hope, today I'm here and I'm speaking, a Frenchman speaking English in the Islahi Jalsa here. I hope inshallah one day you people come to there to speak. But inshallah, we will not ask you to speak in French. Inshallah, you speak in English and we'll translate, inshallah. So that's why we hope, inshallah, in our Asatidah also to come there also. Even our Hazrat also, I know that Allah give him long life with afiyat, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Islahi Jalsa and make like a means for our Islah, inshallah ta'ala. Forgive us if we said something wrong. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.